I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who can't run for re-election, suggested he may run in a parliamentary election, setting himself up to become prime minister. Speaking from Moscow, Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says Putin's reforms have especially affected Western workers who aren't getting visas. This means their Schools Without Walls program is essential for equipping the church.
This is the methods to train next generation or young potential evangelical leaders that will become not just church leaders, but politicians who eventually someday will embrace freedom and will continue preaching the gospel.
Next, many nations refuse to let missionaries into their countries. However, Christians from the Philippines are getting in as they look for work. Jim Latsko is with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, and he says they're adapting Filipino programs that help Christians see this as an opportunity for kingdom work. Latsko says,
ours is visiting individual churches and talking with individuals in those churches who are interested in missions. We give them some basic training in missions to prepare them as they go overseas to be ready for some of the things that they will face.
For many overseas workers, kingdom work has now become their top priority. Pray for safety and wisdom for these workers. And a new tribe scripture translation project in Manjak provided unusual opportunities for ministry in Senegal. A casual walk in the marketplace after a day's work in translation led to the public reading of the scriptures to stallholders. A group of young men who had listened earlier in the day also had questions. In both cases, the missionaries shared Christ, and some people heard the gospel for the first time. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.